When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, y'all ready to kick off this show?
Let's do it.
The Friday edition. Here we are, the 21st of June. Obi, Chloe, Slater. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning. Hey. I know, Slater, you were at a concert last night, so you've got some inspiration today.
I was, yeah. I took Olivia to her first rock show. My daughter, who's 5 years old, went to Blink 182 at the Kia Center. I will say she was able to hang out for about, without telling me, about like 10 minutes, and then she's like, are we done here? And then we went down in like the lobby area, then went back up. But they had a special rigging all set up with a bunch of things that were hanging down that I'd never seen before. And I think about the people that had to put their lives on the line for any of those, being so high up in the air, making sure that everything's set. And really, it's a job that's super scary looking.
Yeah, you don't ever really think about those guys, right? Somebody's got to hang from way up there to make sure that, I think about like Country Thunder out in the middle of a field. Mm-hmm. Somebody had to rig those poles and that whole system up so this way you get a stage that has great lighting and these great huge LED screens. And
how about when we had Kane Brown at the Kia Center not too long ago, and he came down from, you had to look up to find him. He came down from this, I don't even know, massive stage that moved down, and someone had to hook Kane up in there, get his mics, everything ready. Make sure he was good to go. It's a whole production.
Each of those things needs to be bolted together. Mm-hmm. So to all of y'all, man, thank you so much for putting on our fantastic shows. And to concert goers, thank you for continuing to buy tickets so this way there's a reason for them to have a job. To you this morning, the national anthem from K92.3.
K92.3.
Do the right thing.
Here we go. We do it twice a day. People doing the right thing.
Yeah, today talking about a nurse that devoted her entire life to a hospital and its patients. Patrice Sanders last week passed away after working 36 years at a children's hospital. The hospital workers honored her life by lining the hallway as she got wheeled into surgery to donate every organ possible to help out those children that desperately need it. A lot of those patients have cancer, also have other diseases that end up eating away at those organs. You can hear that moment in Patrice, her sister, talking about what this meant to the family and all the family she helped.
It's really touching to see all the people that she's touched, to whom she meant so much. You know, she saw many children die, and she always had great respect for the children who donated their organs. She loved well and was well-loved and is continuing to love others that she doesn't even know.
Man, I love that statement. She's continuing to love others that she doesn't even know because those body parts go on to help another individual fulfill the rest of their life, which would have been cut short, you know, had they not had the help of somebody else.
Well, and this just tells you the heart that she has. Being a nurse is a thankless job every single day. What our nurses see and have to go through and experience is something that a lot of us we could never do.
Small detail. Does she really have that heart or does she donate that too?
Yeah, no, you donate. So I guess whoever else is really doing the right thing because that heart still lives on, right?
Yeah, aww, man. You know, and please forgive me if I got this wrong, but I believe Will Smith's movie 7 Pounds was something about like when he was passing away, he was interviewing people who needed a kidney, who needed this, who needed that, and those were the people that when he passed away, they got each of those organs for him. So 7 people, I think that's what it turned out to, were affected by one life.
Yeah, I mean, I think back when I got my license, they let you put a sticker on there. It says if you're an organ donor or everything else. Originally, I did not, and then I actually researched everything else, and then I changed it. When I turned 21, I said, you know, I don't know if it was a documentary or something, but it struck me, and I go, you know what? Yeah, if I don't need those things anymore, they're not going to do anything for me in the ground. They might as well help somebody else up
here.
So to Patrice and so many people that remind us, Patrice Sanders donating not only her time when she was on this earth, but also now that she is in heaven, Most definitely, those organs helping out. That today is doing the right thing.
Doing the right thing. Brought to you by
Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors. For more, rbafla.com.
Doing the right thing.
On K92.3.
This is K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country right around the corner. Hopefully you've already signed up to play the $1,000 Minute. That's where we put you up to the challenge of 10 fun questions, and you win $1,000 if you can get them all in 60 seconds or under.
There you go. It's that simple today. There will be some science questions. If, if you're good at science, I'd sign up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, guys in the doghouse. Guys in the doghouse. What did he do?
Okay,
what did
he do? You're way out there.
Family vacation is this week coming up, where we are going to Montana to go visit Yellowstone.
You're still invited?
For now.
True story.
We'll see if he makes it on the flight today.
So my wife has been brilliant over the years, and I've bitched and moaned over every trip that we've ever taken that are also family photos.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, you're trying to make a vacation, but then the minute you throw the day that we have to do family photos out wherever said location is, it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. I mean, back when the kids were like little, it would almost be days that we'd, you know, threaten divorce,
sure,
family falling apart.
It's tough.
You're looking for that one shot, that one miracle shot that then could be put in Christmas photos. And anyways, so I almost dismantled the entire trip. Because my wife loves to get us all mentally into the game. So we go onto YouTube and we start to look for other people who have went to the same city.
Smart.
Right? So if we're flying into Etna, Wyoming, mm-hmm, I like to know what's in Etna. What does their downtown look like?
Absolutely.
What's there to do with the kids?
Make the most out of your trip.
Yeah. So we're watching and she's showing us videos of these fantastic trails. Beautiful mountains,
wow,
you know, scenery to get to these to get to these fantastic spots, but they take like 3 miles to 5 miles to get there, and it's rugged terrain. Y'all, we're talking about for real. It's Yellowstone. And she's sitting there and she's like, yeah, we'll have to bring the stroller. And I'm looking at her. I'm like, Erica, I love you, but do you think that the kids are going to do this hike, like this trek?
And is this on foot? On foot.
The stroller.
Yeah, because I told her, I said, the stroller ain't making a 90-degree angle up this mountaintop.
Aww.
And so that wasn't it, okay? So I just start getting a little snarky.
And this is in front of the kids.
Sitting down as a family
meeting,
right? And she's trying to get everybody engaged. And she's like, well, guys, I mean, think about it. You know, as we're walking, you know, there's chipmunks out there. Mm. You know, we can look for elk, this stuff. And so immediately... Y'all, we have to be so careful with what we say, because if it just rolls out of your mouth, immediately you're like, why did I say that? But I said, we don't do that. Who's looking for chipmunks? I said, Eric, the only time that we've ever looked into binoculars is when we're going to hunt something and kill it. Why would we? And so like I see her, and then finally she's like, Well, then you know what? You guys plan the trip. We'll do whatever you guys want to do. I'm sorry that I put 16 hours into looking up all this stuff.
And that's a minimum. It takes a long time to plan something like that.
And then immediately, Obi's like, where's the shoe? I should have put it right in my mouth and stopped talking.
Idiot. And, you know, and then at that point, then, you know, you're trying to repair things by saying, hey, well, okay, so show us again. Why are we hiking? And then she said, well, how do you think we get to the geysers?
Mm. Oh, I looked at her, I said, the geysers.
Well, why didn't you start with that?
Right.
Why didn't you start with, to get to those really cool geysers or to get to this really cool monument, we have to hike to get there.
Sure.
Then the whole family's like, oh, well, that makes sense. But the minute you say we're looking for freaking chipmunks.
It's so
the way that I looked at her, I was like, do you know your family?
Do we look like ones that would go out there with binoculars and look for chipmunks?
Okay, but you're invited on this trip still, right?
As of last night, I was still allowed to pack.
So what are you gonna do? Because there's gonna be more of these moments, and probably in the next week when you're away.
So I realized after that night, the next morning immediately, I did a bunch of research. I jumped onto even ChatGPT, and I was like, ChatGPT, give me top 10 things to visit when you're here, top 10 things to do with kids and a stroller. So this way, the next day when I talked to my wife, I actually went almost like a lawyer with like a whole case.
There you go.
And
sweet
files and
dun,
stuff like
dun
that, and being like, hey, I'm so sorry for the way that I treated you yesterday.
Right.
To maybe help out because I know you did a lot of research. Boom. Here's all the things we could be doing.
Well, yep. And at the time, she was the only one that was doing all the research, right? Mom trying to make sure everyone's happy. We've got all the excursions planned, the hotel, the flights, everything. It can be a lot on mom as well as dad. And so I feel like you have to have, granted, I'm not married. I don't have children. But that balance of like one who's the, we're going to do all this. This is what we're going to make a list of doing. And then also that person that's like, hey, listen, that's wonderful, but we can't do everything.
You know your partner, though. And some of that, she likes the control.
Yeah. No, give her the control because
she's good at it, though. She's really good at it. Is she not great at planning trips, Obi?
Yeah. And because you open your mouth, you're going to be great at carrying that stroller. No matter where she wants you to go, you're doing that.
Oh, boy. Oh, well, man. Have fun, Diaz family in Yellowstone.
Thank you. Thank you.
But who's a mathematical genius? He's a country superstar. Revealing who it is, hearing from him in 6 minutes.
K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's All Access.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. We'll get to the smartest guy in country music, but first, Post Malone and Blake Shelton are kicking off the weekend. They've got a brand new song out today. It's called Pour Me a Drink.
Somebody pour me a drink. Somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz. I'm about to get on a buzz.
That's nice. At least now you know. So this way, when you hear it on other people's boats as you're enjoying the weekend, you're going to be like, yeah, I remember that one.
I feel like we're hearing so many summer songs, right? Like there's so many jams that are out right now that you just want to blast in your car, blast on the boat, and that's just another one of them.
Does that mean it's got to go away in September?
No. That song can stay year round.
Yeah, I like it.
Especially living here in Florida, you can always drive a boat around, even in the winter. And just 3 days after they play our K92.3 All-Star Jam, Jordan Davis and Carly Pierce will be hosting the ACM Honors in Nashville.
That's cool.
There'll be some great performances and tributes that'll be happening that night. Luke Bryan, Alan Jackson, Trisha Yearwood, Lainey Wilson, so many more of our country superstars. So I wonder at All-Star Jam if they'll, I'm sure they're going to talk about it, Carly, but who knows, maybe they'll rehearse here too.
Well, I think they're on the stage at the same time. So again, that's what's cool about the All-Star Jam is that you have a lot of these artists on the stage at the same time. So this will be the first time that they get to kind of like meet, talk about this whole deal before actually doing it the next weekend.
Super cool. And then lastly, our buddy Kenny Chesney, he's got a new album out, on tour right now, selling out stadiums. He is a superstar. But before he was, back when he was younger, he shared on the Kelly Clarkson show that he tried to impress girls by quoting different mathematical formulas.
X equals negative B plus or minus the square root.
How can you be plus and minus at the same time?
Of B squared minus 4AC all over 2A. Can I get it? I got it.
Okay, anybody know what mathematical equation that is? OB Slater?
Yeah, isn't that how to make Dr. Pepper? Is that it?
That's the quadratic formula.
Okay.
Algebra. X is equal to negative B.
Slater, how are you ever going to build a time machine if you can't even get that down, bro?
Is that how a flux capacitor is built?
Oh,
is
my
that what happens?
Gosh.
Hey, I think we just figured out the easy equation. He used that as a pickup line. Now we know why Kenny Chesney's single. Okay.
Slater!
That's the worst pickup line ever.
We love a smart man.
Remember when he dated Renee Zellweger for a little bit there?
He was married to her.
Married to her. I forget that.
I have a feeling there was an NDA involved because neither one of them have a bad thing to say about the other person.
Yeah.
Find me a couple that have been married and divorced and doesn't have at least one thing. Mm-hmm. Right?
Oh,
I bet you the math was right.
Oh my goodness. I was very impressed when I heard Kenny doing that. I'm like, you go, Kenny. And he's like, you throw at me some numbers, I can guarantee you I'll solve that whole
good
equation.
Somebody's got to keep that empire, right? Exactly. All the money coming in order.
You can see all these stories up online. K923Orlando.com. At 7:10, we have got $1,000 Minute. If you're feeling lucky today, you're good at trivia, sign up. We'll give you a call next on the K923 app.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater's $1,000 Minute.
K923.
It's Obi, Chloe, Slater. Here we are with Valerie, everybody.
Woo!
Hey, Val.
So Val is representing the fine folks over in St. Cloud. We have yet to have a champion win $1,000 from St. Cloud. So Valerie, hopefully it is you. So this way you can get to your boating and swimming that you love so much.
All right, great.
Valerie, any of these questions, you could say pass. We can come to it at the end, but whatever answer you lock in first is what I have to take. So seriously, like, I can't recommend saying pass enough. You only have 60 seconds.
Okay.
How are you with useless trivia, Valerie?
Useless.
You know what? Today might be your lucky day. I feel it, Miss Valerie. All right, Obi, you ready with 60 seconds?
I am ready.
With question number one, what's the next word in the phrase, where there's smoke, there's what?
Fire.
Yesterday was the summer solstice. What does that mean?
That means pass.
How many sporting events combine to form a triathlon?
Three.
Who played Iceman in the movie Top Gun?
Val Kilmer.
Which summer sport is often played on the beach and features players hitting a ball over the net?
Beach volleyball.
What is the name of the boss in the TV show Parks and Rec?
Pass.
What is the force Sir Isaac Newton discovered that attracts objects towards the center of the Earth?
What was the question?
What is the force that attracts objects towards the center of the Earth?
Gravity.
Which film won the Academy Award for Best Picture in 2009?
That's
Slumdog
time.
What?
Oh, darn.
Yep.
Valerie, you are so not useless with useless trivia.
Seriously.
There was a lot of those.
You're on a roll.
Yeah.
We couldn't figure it. We didn't get all the way through 10 questions. That was really it. You just ran out of time. Here's what we learned together. Summer solstice actually means the start of summer. So that's what that means. Ron Swanson is the name of the boss on the TV show Parks and Recreation. And everything else that we just heard that we got to, you got correct.
Woo!
Unfortunately, didn't get 10 in 60 seconds, but you do walk away with Brett Young tickets seeing him at Cocoa Riverfront Park.
Cool.
That is fun.
Oh, wow. Great. Thank you.
You enjoy. I'm still going to put this out there. As the challenge to St. Cloud, we have yet to get a champion out of y'all. Hopefully, it'll be you next time.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
The $1,000 Minute.
Let's see how you do. Join up on the K92.3 app to play.
K92.3. Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Talking to Joe out in Sanford. Dude, you got an interesting story, man. If you don't mind, can you share it with the rest of us?
Yeah, it's not a good one. I wish it was, but it's not. I've been with my girlfriend for about 2 years now, and I thought I got along pretty well with her family. I guess that's wrong, but I'm planning on proposing this weekend, and so I did the proper thing, and I spoke to her father last weekend just to make sure that everything was copacetic, you know, just ask for the hand in marriage.
Wow.
That's exciting.
Nobody does that anymore.
I know. No, yes, they do.
No, I'm positive they don't.
Really?
Yeah, no, because...
My man better.
Huh? Well, you better make sure that he knows that or he ain't doing that at all.
I definitely did.
Yeah, so it also feels just sort of like a customary thing. Like, you always just say yes. Well, that was not the case from him. And I had no idea that he felt this way. But he said, over my dead body, when I asked him.
What? What did you do to him?
So, nothing. He's a pretty, like, sort of buttoned-up conservative dude, like, khakis, button-down, you know. That's not who I am. I have a couple of tats on my arm. But, you know, I think he sort of got it in his mind that I wasn't the guy to marry his daughter. Like, he wanted somebody more in his image. And I'm not. He was like, hell no. So, I'm stressing about this because... Firstly, I just had no idea that that side of the family just disliked me. And, he said, over my dead body. So it wasn't even like, let's just talk about this, you know?
Yeah, it's not like he was laughing when he said it.
Gosh, I can't imagine how you're feeling right now, too, because she doesn't know any of this is going on.
She doesn't. And, you know, I have a ring. I'm ready to go. So do I proceed with this? I love her and I want to be with her. What her dad says doesn't change how I feel, but is this going to just create like the most conflict?
I know we've only known each other for like just a few moments, but I'm telling you right now, you cannot move forward without that blessing, because that blessing allows holiday get-togethers. That blessing allows a lot of fluidity between y'all.
Right. Well, so I've asked twice. I've asked when I proposed. The last time he said, I don't know anything about it. So I didn't actually get his blessing, but I got the rest of the family to actually change his mind. So that would be what I would say. That I don't know if she has any siblings or family or friends that know the dad as well, but try to get some perspective from them to influence his decision. So maybe in between now and this weekend, even though, I mean, that's like no time at all. Maybe something can be said on that front.
Gosh, yeah. I almost think as the soon-to-be fiancé, I'd want to know what's going on.
No, that ruins the surprise of the engagement.
I know.
No, you don't do it. If you want a surprise engagement, then it's got to be on board. Family right. and friends yeah. on that side.
All right, brother, let's see if we can get you some advice from some people listening right now, right?
Okay.
Yeah, Joe, thank you, man, and good luck.
Thanks.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
844-254-9232.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Kayla, you just heard Joe's scenario there. Got denied by the dad for the blessing to get married to his daughter.
I think that's pretty brutal, dude. Honestly, I don't know. I think my advice might be different than a lot of others, but if you love her, like, you just got to go for it. Screw what the dad says. You know,
despite what the dad says.
Okay, hold on.
Like, sometimes love, it doesn't need approval from other people.
Okay,
like,
hold on. Let's talk to you here in 6 minutes, yes. Okay?
Yeah.
K92.3. The panic button.
Join the conversation.
With Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Kayla, you just told us that he needs to forego what the dad's blessing is and just marry the girl anyways?
Yeah, he does. I just think, like, if they're really in love, like, look, he tried to do the right thing. He didn't think that was going to happen. It's like, he shouldn't throw the whole relationship out the window because of what her dad thinks. Like, if they really love each other, love between two people is all you need to really make a marriage. So, like, if he's truly in love with her, like, you just got to go for it, you know? And, like, it might take a while, but the dad's going to come around, like, you know, like when they give him a grandchild.
Wow. You hope the dad comes around, right? That's the dream.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
But is that reality?
Together, like, then,
will he?
I think by then, you know, if this really is a true good relationship and then they have a baby, like, you know, that always brings people together and the dad's going to see, like, they're responsible for adding to my family line, you know? Like,
I think the only way the dad would really be okay is if you name that baby after the dad.
Yeah, right?
Maybe it's like an olive branch at that point, you know? And he'll have seen that by then you guys have a good relationship. Maybe he overreacted. Oh,
and like, honestly, if they have a baby girl and name it Carl, how great.
I just think they got to reconcile. All right. Okay. We really appreciate you, Kayla. Thank you so much for your opinion today.
You're welcome. Thanks, guys.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
844-254-9232.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Dasha. K92.3 Music. Obi, Chloe, Slater. We're trying to help our guy Joe out. This is an interesting panic button. So he wants to desperately marry his girlfriend, turn her into a fiance. But unfortunately, when he went to get dad's permission and dad's blessing, dad said, over my dead body. Not even no.
Not a good sign. Right? Not the best thing. How did it go for you, Obi? Did you ask permission
You
before?
Know what? And I was incredibly nervous, and I did wait a little bit. Like, I think my wife and I think we dated for probably like 3-4 years. I think at that point, we already even bought a house together. And then I had that conversation, which at this point, I already had a great relationship with her father.
Yeah.
But again, I'm Puerto Rican, 5'5", probably not what he expected as a Harley-driving motorcycle guy, you know, and so Paul, I love you. Thank you so much for bringing me under the fold.
Aww.
And now here we are 17 years deep.
Yeah, I didn't get told to drop dead, but it was close. It was close to that. When I asked, Becky's dad and he straight up said, well, I don't know anything about your relationship. I don't know. Are you going to do it? And I'm like, oh, man, can you just say yes or no? Can I do it? But he wanted to stay out of the whole thing.
Yeah.
So I was like, I didn't leave the conversation being like, this guy really is excited that I'm going to be joining the family.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he just seemed. And since then, he's had the best conversations with me to where Becky's like, I don't know if he's ever actually talked to another man and talked about the same stuff that he does with you. And
well,
so I'm grateful for that. But I didn't stop and go, you know what? Maybe I should ask Becky ahead of time. Maybe I should ask the person I'm going to marry.
Well, no, of course you wouldn't do that because you guys had a great relationship. And not that he never said over my dead body or that's a big fat no, you can't ask.
But I did ask the rest of her family. So totally. I asked her sisters. I also asked her mom.
Very sweet.
And said, hey, what? No, like I asked, like, hey, this is what the dad said. Should I run for the hills? And they're like, no, this is just how he is. And that's what I would recommend is to ask the other people in her life and say, hey, how's that actually going to work? How's it feel?
All right. Well, what about you? Good morning.
Hey, this is Gary from Winter Haven. I just calling to talk about this guy here. You know, he's in a bad situation, but the truth is, if his girl loves him, she'll straighten her dad out, you know, and she'll make the right choice. But if she's like, well, you know, that's just my dad, you'll have to live with it, then he needs to be maybe thinking about going another route.
Wow.
So do you think she needs to be kept in the loop and know what's going on?
Absolutely. He needs to tell his girl and he needs to let her know, hey, look, this is what I was wanting to do, but I don't really need his blessing. I more so need yours.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you a dad? Have you been in this position before?
Yes, I've got a daughter. Probably wasn't my choice, but it isn't my overall choice. And I've got to support my daughter and her feelings. And they've actually had a very successful marriage. I've got two beautiful grandbabies.
That's awesome.
I love my son a lot of death.
And you and at the time, you didn't give your blessing or you weren't asked?
I was asked and I gave my blessing. But the thing is I wasn't real happy about it and they both knew it.
It's tough. I just worry that the whole surprise is going to be ruined if he brings it up to her before he actually pops the question.
She needs to know what's going on.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe the dad hasn't even said anything to her.
Oh, I bet not.
Your story right now, though, about your daughter really gives this soon-to-be son-in-law some hope.
Yeah, he's got to open his eyes up and give the guy a chance. You know, come on.
Okay. Hey, really appreciate you chiming in this morning.
Hey, no problem. I love listening to you guys. You guys rock.
Aww. Brother, thank you for that,
We're
man.
Grateful for you.
Yeah, have a great weekend.
All right, you too. See ya.
See ya.
What do you guys, I mean, Chloe, what would your dad say if you continued to date a dude who your dad was like, no. Hey, and not even no, over my dead body. Remember, that's what your dad said. Yeah. Over my dead body.
I think in my heart, I would know that, right, ahead of time going into potentially an engagement that my dad may not give him the blessing, but he's going to do it anyway. But again, I'm just going to say, like, I would have probably a little bit of anxiety if my dad didn't give the blessing. Like, I want nothing more than for him to say yes.
Yeah, if my daughters, and I'm a while away from this, but if my daughters have a dude and the dude doesn't ask for permission to marry my daughters, things won't go easy for him. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. You won't be invited to certain things. You won't have access to some of the Diaz stuff.
And your girls will know that. They will know that you don't like him, you know?
Well, so ladies, maybe if you actually like the guy, make sure your dad knows and threaten his life that he better give the blessing. So that way it ends up good and not over my dead body.
K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a wreck, need a check, Google Dan Newlin.
Talking to Christine. Okay, so you said you went out on a date with this guy. Two dates or one date?
We went on two dates.
Okay, but you said one was at your house. Mm-hmm. Was that a date?
It was like the second date, you know. So the first date, we met up in a public place, little coffee shop. You know, first impressions, get to know each other. And it went really well.
I guess
felt like there was a connection. Yeah, yeah.
You invited him over to your house.
Right, exactly. You know, first meeting, we try to see if there's something there. You know, I wanted to see if there's like a physical attraction. And I felt like everything was going well. So I invited Evan over to my house for the next date. You know, still keeping it kind of casual, but we got into things that made us excited.
Chloe's blushing over here, so...
You don't need to tell more. I mean, we're good.
We were just talking about like our hobbies and things that I could better show him rather than talk about. So I was like, let's have the second date at my house and I could show you the things that
my head is going
about.
To all sorts of places. So you got a house that you're proud of, which is good, right? You keep it clean, so it's probably not that.
It's a little chaotic, you know. I have some pets.
Aww.
Oh, all right. So
okay.
Yeah.
Is he just not into animals? That could
be. Yeah, like if he's allergic to cats and you have cats, like that's the worst.
Yeah, I'm not sure. You know, he seems like pretty excited about everything I was showing him, and he seems to like them.
Well, all right. Well, thank you for giving us Evan's number. We don't promise anything, but we're going to try to call him and get the both of you talking, okay?
Cool.
Hello?
Yes, was hoping to speak to Evan, please.
This is him. Who is this?
Evan, good morning. It's Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Good morning.
So right off the bat, you've got three of us. We do a morning radio show. Hello?
What? Yeah, so hold on. You're calling me at before work for what?
I'm sorry. You went out on a date, Evan. We have a $75 gift card to give you to go back on another date with Christine. Does that name ring a bell?
I mean, yeah, it does, but like, I don't know that I want to.
So Christine called us, said that you guys had been on a couple of dates, and she'd love to continue that.
Think about this like a wellness check. We're just making sure that everything's okay, because she had a swell time with you and then didn't hear anything.
Okay, but I mean, you want to talk to me about that on the radio?
Yeah, well, we wanted to present you with a gift card just in case you wanted to go out on another date. Now, Evan, if you're not interested in her, we're okay with that, too. We just, I guess we just want to know why so we can let her down easy.
Oh, man. Really? All right. Well, yeah, I mean, do I get the gift card either way? Is that what you're saying?
No, you got to say yes to going on another date. Evan, is there anything that we could share with Christine? She mentioned, you know, she's got a lot of pets. I know you went over there. Are you allergic to animals?
I'm not allergic to pets, I don't think. I haven't come across any, but I don't know if I call them pets. I mean, she's got a bunch of barnyard animals in her house.
Okay. And so was that the problem?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, she's cool. She's nice and everything, but that's when you see her out in public. She had me over to her place, which is like a free-range chicken farm.
Okay.
But, like, they're not for, like, it's not a farm. She just has them, like, and they all have names and stuff.
How many chickens does she have?
I mean, I lost count when she'd gone through like eight different names, and there were definitely more, but
I think there's
she could tell a difference. I thought it was a joke at first, like, oh, yeah, you know.
Sure.
Okay, well, so wait a minute. So what's the problem? Are you allergic to chickens? Is it the smell?
No, they taste delicious.
Yep, I figured.
Look, you know, we all have our things and, like, that make us our individuals or whatever, but she's a chicken lady. Like, I don't know what else to say. Like, she's
it's a different thing.
Cool, I guess.
I would bet there's a lot of our listeners that probably do have farm animals as pets.
Sure.
And, you know, think differently. Yeah, I would bet, right? But it's also not everybody's cup of tea. If you didn't grow up with that, it is really weird to walk into.
Well, a chicken coop, like, outside and, like, on the property, I could go with. Like,
right.
You know,
but
I
not chickens
myself.
In the house.
No, like, not at all.
No way her house is that clean, though, because I'm sure they walk around, they poop, they pee. You know, thinking about
you
those things.
You can't control. They're not wearing diapers.
Why don't we do this? I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, y'all. We do have a lot of chicken raisers here in Orlando. And Christine is on the line, Evan.
What?
Christine, so now you can come on. Now that you know what the problem is.
Yeah.
Evan, so that is...
My chickens, really?
One, Evan, we just wanted to get the both of you talking.
I mean, are you sure I don't get that gift certificate? yeah,
oh,
no, look, you're into chickens. It's cool. There's somebody out there that's, like, way into chickens, too, but, like...
Way into chickens. Okay. That's fine. You know what? I explained it to you. That's why I thought you seemed cool with it. I told him my handle was the chicken lady because I'm known to have a connection. You know, they love me and I love them. Yes, sometimes they're in the house. They don't live in the house. They do have a coop. But we
know their way around
really
pretty well.
How many of these guys do you have? How many chickens?
So it did start with me rescuing one after Easter, and I'm up to 26 now.
Dang. And are they all in the house, Christine?
That's like several buckets worth of chickens.
Not at all times.
Wait, they're not in at the house all the time?
Not at all times. You know, I wanted him to meet the ones that get on the best. So he met like Sam,
right?
Peacock, Esther, Fred,
these
Mabel.
Names, these like, names,
yeah,
girl.
So I thought he would be into it because I had explained it to him at the coffee shop, and I said, "You'll get a better feel for it." Well,
did she mention that all the chicken memorabilia and like?
Well,
random
was,
kitchen
mostly,
stuff that have chicken themes and like roosters everywhere.
Chicken memorabilia.
Well, I got a lot from my followers. So there's like chicken napkin holders and place settings and glasses and,
the whole thing.
Mugs.
Yeah. I think it's adorable, but you guys together, it doesn't make a heap of sense. No.
Yeah. But listen, I'm glad that we at least got to know a little bit more about you, Christine.
Yeah. And, you know, people love chickens.
Yeah, they don't eat chicken. Put yourself out there, Christine.
Well, there we go.
Second date update.
Did you miss it? Catch the latest drama on the K92.3 app.
Ladies and gentlemen, Carrie Underwood, K92.3, where we're going to play a little game, okay? So this is going to be like a twofer because, Slater, you've always brought out this sack. If we could paint the picture, it's a laundry bag. And it's an actual sack because it's great material. I'm actually pretty impressed you got this off of Amazon.
Yeah, my own mother, she said, "Oh, look at Slater's sack," when I held it up in a picture back. So I'm like, okay, Ma. Well,
I just want to know when Obi, you're gonna touch the sack. Why am I always the one that has?
Don't make it sound weird, Chloe.
Sorry, I don't mean it like that way, but I'm always the one that has to try it out.
It's like a pillowcase. And we throw an item in there, and you got to feel around and try to guess what it is. Today's going to be a little different, though.
Today will be different, okay? So maybe you could make the guess of what's in Slater's sack based on what Chloe is describing. And that's why, because you are a lot better at describing things than Obi. Hey, no offense, man, right? We'll find out soon. We have our strengths. We have our weaknesses.
In
describing, you're like, it's like a thing. And then they would never guess it.
I guess you and I have to have a talk after this. How you really feel about me.
No.
We can talk about it right now.
All right. Those Disney tickets. Hey.
Good morning.
What's up? Who's this? Where are you from?
This is Tracy in Orlando.
What's up, Tracy? You're also our caller number 9.
Tracy.
Congratulations. Hope you enjoyed Disney, especially with all the cool things coming your way, like Moana and Princess and the Frog and all the other cool things.
Yes, I love it.
Okay, so you are now also going to play What's in Slater's Sack. As a matter of fact, we've got a little song. It goes, what's in Slater's Sack?
Oh, boy, here we go.
This is really easy. You don't need to say that.
Don't
listen to me. There is a sack. It's like a laundry bag. But inside of it, there is an item. Chloe's going to describe it for 15 seconds, and then you have to guess.
I have to touch the outside?
The item. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Chloe's not allowed to feel inside. Okay, she'll pull it out and see if you're correct. Chloe also has no idea what the item is.
But I'm going to do my best to describe it to you so you can take your guess, okay?
Okay.
Are you ready to play What's in Slater's Sack?
I guess so.
Okay, Chloe, you're gonna.
She's like,
you're
what
gonna,
did I sign
you're
up
go
for?
Go ahead and feel around, and you're gonna describe.
I am handing the sack to Chloe for her to feel around, and you have 15 seconds. Describe now.
Oh, it just lit up. It is in the shape of a circle. It looks like it has batteries in it. It fits literally right into my hand, and it literally keeps lighting up. Not a mouse. It's not in the shape of a mouse.
Okay, let's get some guesses. What do you think it is?
Okay. Do you have a guess? That's 15 seconds.
Can't tell the color of it. Ooh, it is bright. Something you'd use during a hurricane.
What do we think?
Oh, my gosh. I have no idea.
You did say hurricane, right, Chloe?
I did.
Okay, is it like a flashlight?
That's what my guess is.
Okay, get it out.
Is it a flashlight?
I would have
thought it was a flashlight.
See what it is.
Okay, here we go. Let's see what is in Slater's sack. If I can get my hand to the bottom of this, it's like never ending.
Oh, you're close. It's a tap light. It's one of those you would see on As Seen on TV.
I would give it to her. That's right?
Not a flashlight.
You would
okay.
use these in a hurricane. If the power went out?
Okay, yes, you could put those all in the room and tap them on.
Yeah.
Woo! That is bright in my eyes.
But if you're in the woods, you're not going to be walking around with one of those. You'll look like a crazy person. Regardless, you're going to Disney, so that's good.
We make a good team. Look at us ladies go.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater. K92.3.
Orlando's number one for new country.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.